get more listeners. Today we are from the Italian border with our friend Angelo Bondi. So, Angelo, tell me, who are you?
Hi, Thomas. Hi to all of people connected. I am a lucky guy that I had the possibility to make I think the best job that we can do. A food scout and the food scout for the Manor Group in Switzerland.
So what is a
So
food scout?
yeah, nice. Nice question. Food scout is a scout that look around, especially in the country that we focus on, Italy in this case, to find true companies, true food, connected to the roots of the taste of Italian, for example, in this case. So I am looking around and travel a lot and try and a lot of meats, cured meats, cheeses, breads, pasta, and wine, of course.
So what you are telling us is that you get paid to travel and to eat.
Yes, because I paid a lot of doctor visit because I have a lot of things that I have the healthy way of my life is really, really, really strange and bad sometimes.
Yeah, but you still look good. I mean, the audience cannot see it because, but I see your camera. You are a good looking guy, so it
Yeah,
seems
yeah,
that
yeah.
the food.
Camera is a camera. Camera is a camera. Is like a movie. It's easy to be nice in a camera. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's just the fun. Just for fun. Yes.
So, how did you end up becoming a food scout?
Oh, it's it was my experiences from. The producers of food 33 years ago.
Okay.
I start like agent like salesman like a commercial director, export director, commercial director for many many companies in Italy, especially in export for Italian food. And so I got a lot of experience and a good network to start my new business.
Okay. But I mean it's a very special job. I mean I think you're the only one only guy I know who is doing that. So I can imagine there are not that many, right? Food scouts out there? Or is there an organization of food scouts?
No, please. There was a food scout in Globus that was I think the pioneer of this kind of job that is Richard Keggi is really famous now. It's retired from Globus in Switzerland too, and now he's a cook. He had a lot of connection with the people involved in the food,
Okay.
and so it is. Oh, I am younger than him, so I have a lot of time to be the same in my future. But now, like he made in the past, I am traveling and I'm trying to find the best food and the best price because I'm involved also in the buying processing with the headquarters in Basel and in regional shops with actions with in-store promotion tasting and international expositions about food. Next week I will be in Parma for Cibus, that is the most important in Parma exposition about food with a lot of suppliers, potential suppliers, and a lot of news about old companies and new companies that come in food, you know. In every time of crisis, people has to eat.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. It's up to the price, to the price, to the price line, but people need food.
I can already imagine the type of food you're going to get in Parma.
Tofu, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Vegan.
Super
Focus
tasty
on vegan.
tofu stuff. Yeah, sorry for the
Yes.
listeners who are vegan, but I don't think Angelo is, and I'm not, so
No, I am not joking because there is a lot of startups that I found. For example, one in based in Parma with young people is a startup that started probably last year, and I found them the first time. It's really fun in Amsterdam, free from expositions. And they made the first mozzarella based with almond milk. It's really, really, really strange and very, really good. It's similar to the raw milk mozzarella for the topping of pizza or caprese or something like that. And so it's easy for the vegan to have the same taste of the people that eat everything from animals.
Nice, yeah.
It's
Yes,
nice.
I can see it with my wife who is she eats fish, but she doesn't eat meat. So I think there's a
Okay.
special name for that special type of vegan. But yeah, finding things that tastes is not easy.
No, is not easy, and sometimes it's very hard to find food with ingredients compared to really natural ingredients. Because if you have to produce a vegan bacon, you use a lot of chemicals inside. So I think that it's better to eat a salad if you are vegan than eat sounding meat sounding food that is made with a lot of ingredients. You can see the, for example, in the papers in the back, the ingredients are 20, 25. So usually if you have
You
a good
think
food,
bacon, there is one ingredient, a pig.
and natural flavors for the smoking taste, not else.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. So, why are you doing what you're doing?
Because I am a chemist originally from my studies, and I am like I was a kid really curious to be inside of the products. I love the food, and I was involved with my family when I was a kid to produce all the field pasta of my town. I'm original near Bologna, so it's a lot of pasta there, mortadella and cheese like Parmigiano Reggiano, all the ingredients for a good tortellino, for example. So I look to my grandmother and my mother to see and feel them, and I was eating some pieces when they prepare at home all these things. And so, like as I wrote in my book, my origin is my destiny. It's not a joke, but it's real. It's real.
Yeah, it really impacted you. So yeah, I saw your book. I love the cover, by the way. Guys, you have to look at
Oh, yeah.
that
The lens,
cover.
from between the world and me, it's a salami slice.
Yeah,
So it's
exactly. But your book is only in Italian, right?
the first step of the project is the Italian version, but I am working with the English version too, because
Okay.
a lot of friends, a lot of connection all around the world asked me to have the English one,
Yeah,
and
so you have to let us know when the English version is ready. And
yes,
what made you
yes,
write the
yes.
book? Because I've wrote a few books too. So just to compare, what made you write a book? And maybe the audience wants also to know, because everyone says that the best way to get known or to build your reputation, or as I would say in the decision processing, your authority, is to write a book. So what made you write your book?
It's a funny story because I had a lot of friends like you that I connect with them by LinkedIn. So it's a good connection tool for people that it's far from the other. And I saw people that are working usually on reading books and manage the book projects on Amazon. So they contact me and they said to me, they suggest me to write about my life and about my job. But at I didn't have in the first time the just kick to
Okay.
go and write it. And the startup was made because I had a project in my mind to make a charity project, and I didn't know the way to do it. And I connected the idea of the charity with the book. And so I gave all the money from the book to an association in
Nice.
children tumors supporting in Bologna.
Okay.
Is the hospital that where the doctor saved the life of my second kid 16 years ago.
Okay.
So I think that we are obliged when we are lucky to give a lot of a little pin of our lucky life to people that is in bad situation. So
Right.
I decide to write the book and the brand reputation. So it's happened, of course, but it was not the kickoff idea that I had, because it's just around this period of my life. It start with when I was born and now, and it's a 7 day a week of school, a food scout, but
Okay.
the 7 days are 7 trips and 7 times in my life.
Okay. Okay.
The first when I was born, the last the Sunday with my feet in front of Lugano Lake, when I relaxed after a really long and heavy week.
For those
So
who never went to Lugano, it's the most shitty place in the world. It's disgusting. Don't go there. No, seriously, it's exactly the opposite. I don't want too many people to go there so that it stays nice and clean. Because it's a stunning place. It's a wonderful place if you want to go there.
it's really recharging place.
Yeah. And so for as we're talking about books, how did you sell your books? What was your system, technique, whatever that you used to sell books and make enough money for the charity?
I sell on Amazon in Italy, of course, because it's in Italian. But I sold about 500 copies. That is unbelievable because I am not a writer, so it's just by the words from my friends and a lot of connection that I have. But the first was with two happenings in one in Manor Lugano that I had in 14 of December, the
Okay.
launch of the book, and we had 120 people that come to eat the apéro, to drink, and buy the book with a sort of the entry price was not. I have a client, I don't know who is who was that he sent me 1,000 francs
Okay.
for one copy. And
That's nice.
yeah, it's nice. Switzerland is a good place to do this kind of connection, so it I made two times this aperitif,
Okay.
I gained a lot of money, but I didn't imagine that. And I have invitations in Bologna and in my hometown in June and in May, because I didn't sell nothing in my town, in my original town. And I have a lot of friends that are waiting for me I will see a lot of people that probably I don't see from 30 to 40 years. So
That would be
it will be
great.
funny. It will be funny. Yeah. It will be really funny because they organized in a theater in the city this this meeting with me in June.
So
So
you are a celebrity now.
yeah, for my friends. No. It's just a funny. It's really good because more money that I gain, more money that I send to that organization. So it's
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
really special. They are really unbelievable because they support the families of the children from 0 to 14 years that comes from all over Europe in this
Okay.
particular university hospital in Bologna, specialized in leukemia,
Okay.
tumors in children's stud. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
serious stuff.
yes, a funny way to give a serious support.
Yeah, no, it's very
It's
nice
nice.
that you do that. Yeah. I think giving is important. When you reach a certain age, giving money, giving your knowledge, giving whatever. Here's a question for you. As a food scout, I mean, you would be selling computers or stuff like that. You would know that every day something new is coming out. But food is a pretty stable on the novelty side, okay? Is a pretty stable business, I would say, because I mean, we are still eating things like the monks were prepared, which, by the way, are the best things that you can find on earth. The alcohol and the bread and the cheese made by monks, but that was centuries ago. So, how do you keep excited in this type of job?
Oh, in two ways. The first way is that you are connected with the herd of producers, because when you see the families that from medieval had, for example, the recipe of cooked shoulder from San Secondo of Parma, that is recipe from the old centuries, that is made and made again, made again, made again. So you repeat all the things. All your life. Sometimes it's really it's not interesting to tell always the same things. But the second way that is the really important, that is the new way of consumers needs the new ways of packaging and deliveries. Sometimes you have you need to preserve the original recipe with the new ways of packaging,
Okay.
because, for example, many years ago, the skin pack disrupted the market of the slice of meat, because usually the meat is has a shelf life in a tray of a week, 4 days, 7 days. With that kind of packaging, really thin, you have less space. You can store it in a chiller, or you can put it in under and below the zero if you want to froze it. You can made in the same packaging, and the shelf life is about 4 to 6 weeks,
Okay.
and the quality is standard for all the time that is in the packaging.
Okay.
That was a good solution for supermarkets, for restaurants, and for consumers too, because if I get sometimes a promo, I can buy a lot of packaging, and I can store it at home with a special price of that week. It's really funny to see that sometimes the product will be the same, but the packaging and the slice will be different. Bresaola was made just all, now is sliced, and now is in strips with small packaging to eat it walking around the city. It was unbelievable many years ago to eat the slice salami. Okay, you can take a slice, put it on the bread with the cheese or with salad. Okay, that is the old one, or the thing that you can do in a restaurant, in a bar, or in a grab and go supermarket
Right.
or around the way. But now you can find all the new packs for all the things that you have to do in your day. You need something to have an aperitif. Okay, you can go and take small pieces and with the combined trays with the sliced salami, sliced prosciutto, sliced cheese, different cheese, different cured meat with, for example, bread like taralli, grissini, or something made from origin, for
Okay.
example, from the south. The south of Italy, the antipasto napoletano, the antipasto toscano, antipasto piemontese, or the packaging from Spain. So the sliced Spain cheese and ham, the ham from Bigorre in France, with all the France cheeses. So you can combine all these kind of products because now with the explosion of the consumers outdoor because COVID really changed all the tradition of the families.
Okay.
People prefer to go outside and they are now looking about the price of that kind of food that you consume in lunch or in dinner, and they are not able to translate from a price to kilo and go at home, prepare a roast with how much meat. I don't know. You have to buy a lot of meat. Sometimes you have more meat than the meat that you can eat. You are not able to prepare the best way of the recipe. So it's very easy to go outside, have a lot of free time and pay the same. Or sometimes you pay more, but you don't know because you are not able to translate the price of the portion by the price of the all ingredients of your recipe. So it's a new way of consumer habits that we see on the market all around the world, huh? All around the world, because the COVID experience was
Yeah, it was worldwide.
worldwide, of course.
Yeah, it's super interesting to see, to listen to that, in fact. Yeah, because I mean, when you first explained what the food scout is about, you say, okay, it's fun, but in fact, no, you are at the tip of cultural changes and evolution, because of course everyone eats, right? Food is the first thing that we look for subconsciously in the morning, you know? We look for
Of
food.
course.
So yeah. Well, no, nowadays it's we go to work first because that's the way to get food, but yeah, that's fascinating.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Thank you. Oh,
Yeah. So what would be a deep thought or some takeaway that you would have for the listeners for today?
really, I think that all the things, not only the food, but the food is like you told bef you before, one of the first things that your brain imagine when he wakes up, is that brain is the start, but you have to do everything with your heart, because all the food, all the true food, true companies, all the people that is really confident with the community need to be first connected with his heart and his middle. So I see that all the companies, all the people that is are growing really fast and in the really true way are the people and the companies that are connected with their heart always.
That's lovely. Oh, I love that. Thanks. Thanks, Andrew. So if they if people are looking for you, if they want to keep talking with you, learn more, find your book, for those who speak Italian, who read Italian, where can they find you? What's the best way to get hold of you?
They can connect by my website. My website is AB at food 360 at Swiss SWISS or CH is the same. You will be redirect, or they can write to me at AB at food360 dot Swiss. In my mailbox, they can
Okay.
find in my website everything, or on LinkedIn too, on
Okay.
my profile.
So this would be Angelo Bondi.
Yeah, Angelo Bondi, yes.
Okay. So Angelo, thank you so much for your time. Really enjoyed it. In fact, we learned a lot
Thank
of
you to
things.
you. Thank you to you, Thomas. Really pleasure to meet you again and to have the possibility to talk with your network and really proud to do it. Thank you very much
Excellent. Thank you so much,
for the
Angelo.
proposal.
Talk to you very soon.